This is VOA News Via Remote. I'm Laurel Bowman. The Philippines Food and Drug Administration has approved the emergency use of AstraZeneca's COVID-19 vaccine, the second to be approved in the Southeast Asian nation. The known and potential benefits of AstraZeneca's COVID-19 vaccine outweighed the risk to date, the country's FDA chief told a news conference. Australia's most populous state of New South Wales recorded its 11-0 local coronavirus on Thursday, allowing neighboring Queensland to lift border restrictions, while Victoria State also hinted at relaxing travel with Sydney. Australian states imposed quarantine or hard border restrictions for travel from New South Wales for an outbreak in Sydney in late December. During the Christmas holiday, the Australians into chaos. Australia on Thursday extended its suspension of quarantine-free travel with two new positive cases of the South African COVID-19 variant. Australian acting chief medical officer Michael Kidd said the travel pause on green zone from New Zealand to Australia until Sunday. And Tanzania's president is warning his health ministry against rushing to adopt COVID vaccines developed by Western countries, suggesting the vaccines may not be safe or effective. In a speech in Western Tanzania, the president expressed doubts about these and said that the Ministry of Health should adopt a vaccine only after it is certified by Tanzanian experts. The president has told officials to promote herbs to remedy COVID-19 symptoms. For more on these and other stories, please visit our website at voanews.com. This is VOA News. U.S. President Joe Biden has signed a series of actions to combat climate change, saying his team will restore scientific integrity and evidence-based policymaking across the U.S. government. Biden said the orders to combat climate change will make the issue an essential element of foreign policy and national security. In addition, Biden is redirecting government agencies to buy carbon pollution-free electricity and clean zero-emission vehicles to create good-paying union jobs and stimulate clean energy. Biden is planning for the U.S. to host a summit of climate change leaders in April on the annual celebration of Earth Day. And U.S. security officials warn that ongoing anger over the outcome of the recent presidential election, as well as other grievances, could fuel new violence across America. The Department of Homeland Security on Wednesday issued a National Terrorism Advisory System bulletin, cautioning that a heightened threat environment is likely to persist through the end of April. The bulletin further warns that violent domestic extremists may be emboldened by the January 6, 2021 breach of the U.S. Capitol in Washington, D.C. to target elected officials and government facilities. Monday, the U.S. Army announced it will be keeping about 7,000 National Guard troops in the nation's capital through at least mid-March, citing concerns surrounding several high-profile events, including President Joe Biden's upcoming address to a joint session of Congress, the impeachment trial for Trump, and the annual March for Life. The White House also has expressed concern about domestic extremism, announcing last Friday it had requested a comprehensive threat assessment from U.S. intelligence agencies stemming from the siege on the Capitol. Top U.S. diplomat Antony Blinken has signaled that U.S. sanctions on Iran will remain in place for some time, as Washington waits to see if Tehran verifiably stops violating a 2015 nuclear deal with world powers before potentially rejoining the deal that the prior U.S. administration quit. Speaking in his first news conference since being sworn in as Secretary of State, Blinken said that the U.S. is a long way from the point of fulfilling President Joe Biden's campaign pledge to rejoin the deal, known as the Joint Comprehensive Plan of Action, and that's if Iran resumes compliance with it. Tehran has vowed to resist U.S. sanctions and has insisted that its nuclear program is peaceful. For more on these and other stories, we invite you to visit our website at voanews.com. Via remote, Laurel Bowman, VOA News.